312-981-7200 is our phone number for talk and text, and you can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Dan has the Lifetime and Hallmark. Well, is it Lifetime or Hallmark that you guys?
We typically go Hallmark.
You go Hallmark.
We have done Lifetime, but we typically go Hallmark.
Because it's so the Hallmark Channel, did they start their Christmas stuff already?
They started it the week before Thanksgiving.
So are you currently in
We're on number 7.
Explain to everybody who might not know this. You guys, Eileen loves the Hallmark Channel.
My wife loves Christmas movies, loves the Hallmark and Lifetime movies they put together starring the semi-recognizable C-list star in a tale in which she overcomes some form of adversity to find the true meaning of Christmas.
Right, right.
So thus far, Candace Cameron Bure.
Who's that?
She was on Full House. She was the oldest daughter and now runs the Fuller House remake. And married to Pavel Bure, she decided to turn down the doctor internship in Boston that she'd been going for her entire life to stay in the small town where she met her true love and care for his parents, because that's where he's staying.
Mm. What's the title of that? Do you remember?
I do not remember that. I have not been paying attention to the titles.
The most of them have Christmas in the title,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yes. Yeah.
Or holidays or something like that. Yeah. One. The one from last night involved... this was 2 nights ago. They're all blending together.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't blame you.
Yes, the Take Charge woman who had written a book about how the importance of distancing yourself from family because distractions equal disasters decides to come home for a book signing event when her career starts to fall on hard times, somehow gets roped into putting on the town musical.
Oh, man.
Finds love in the director. But her business associate, who had been her best friend for the various longest time, was scheming behind the scenes, seeing it all as just a big ploy to make money. And when she found that out, she fired him. And then
Did that star anybody of note?
I did not recognize anybody in there. The older woman was somebody I know.
Yeah.
Like I've seen her before, but I don't recall who it was.
Now, could you regale us with that story about when Eileen fell asleep? One more time, because it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, so my wife, Aline, is a very deep sleeper. Much like you don't poke a sleeping bear, you don't poke a sleeping Aline, because she will wake up and just start throwing fists. That's what she does. So naturally, she falls asleep.
During this Hallmark marathon.
During this Hallmark marathon. Yeah. And so I find myself in a conundrum. Do I wake up and risk a black eye or just sit there and watch?
Well, no, because she fell asleep on the remote.
She fell asleep on the remote,
right.
Correct. So and that one was Lyndall Hamilton, who was homeless, who squatted inside of a house. People thought she was the realtor, and so they let it go until they figured it out at the end. And then
what does that have to do with Christmas?
It was Christmas time.
Oh, okay. So you didn't see it to sit through the whole thing.
That one was Home for the Holidays. I do remember that.
That was called Home for the Holidays?
Home for the Holidays.
The same title as the Great Holly Hunter movie?
Right. Because she found a home.
Found a home, I see.
For the holidays.
For the holidays. All right. And you ended up watching that whole thing.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Well, Hallmark Channel has started already, but I have like a rundown here of your TV specials, your Christmas movies, everything holiday related. It starts with Wednesday night, the 29th, Christmas in Rockefeller Center 2017 begins. That's at 7 o'clock. It's on NBC. They do that one every year. Now, does anybody do you get Freeform, Dan? Do you guys get Freeform? Do you get Freeform?
I do, yes.
Yeah, well, I get Freeform as well. Esmeralda, you don't have the cables, so
I don't know.
So you don't get the Freeform, so you can't enjoy their little marathon that they're doing on December 1st. They're doing Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory at 2:30. What does that have to do with Christmas? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory did not take place at Christmas, did it? I don't remember. I don't think it took place at Christmas. Was it even cold out? It wasn't even cold out.
It was, well.
No, because he comes out of the factory at the beginning. He's just wearing the outfit that he wears inside. So
doesn't
no
he wear a scarf at some point?
What's his name is? The Charlie is. Charlie's wearing a scarf.
Let's see. Little kids don't wear scarves for fashion.
For fashion? They don't? So that's at 2:30. At 5 o'clock, The Year Without a Santa Claus. This is all on Freeform. And then at 6:05 on Freeform, and this is all on Friday night, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Oh! Oh! Hey, this is a coincidence. Hey, Esmeralda, do you know where you can see National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation on the big screen?
Where?
At the AMC Movie Co. Rosemont 18.
No.
Yes.
How does that work?
It works like this. Get your tickets now at amctheaters.com and come out on Tuesday, December 5th. That would be a week from today. 1 week from today. $14 to get in. That includes free parking and free popcorn. I am your host. And it's 7 o'clock, come into Bogart's on the second floor of the theater. Have some dinner at 8 o'clock. I will introduce National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And then we'll have some fun and talk about it afterwards. How's that for a coincidence? That's amazing. So come see it on the big screen, digitally remastered. Very funny movie. Randy Quaid, man, Randy Quaid is so funny in that movie. Esmeralda, have you seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't? It's very funny.
No, I've seen the Vegas.
Yeah,
and
of
bits
course.
Of the European one.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second. Wait. And again, this is in line with, you know, this is your MO, Esmeralda.
Right. Well, because they showed, I don't even know where I saw it, but.
Vegas Vacation?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm sure it's on
Comedy Central, probably.
Comedy Central, yeah.
So you saw Vegas Vacation, parts of European Vacation, but you haven't seen Christmas Vacation or the original?
I don't think. Maybe I've seen Christmas, because I remember the whole squirrel bit.
Yeah, that's one of the funniest parts of the entire movie, is when the squirrel's inside
that.
The tree. Yeah.
So I may have just seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah. But now you have not seen the original Vacation?
No.
Oh, my God. I think that's fantastic that you've seen Vegas Vacation multiple times, but you've not seen the original Vacation.
Yeah, Mr. Papadopoulos, or what was his name?
I don't know. I don't remember. I saw Vegas Vacation once when it came out. I've never revisited it. I have no idea. You can make Vegas Vacation references all morning long, and I will have no idea what you're talking about. So, anyway, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, a really funny movie, and we're showing it on the big screen, and we're going to have some fun. It's a week from tonight, Tuesday, December 5th, at the AMC 18 in Rosemont. Free parking, free popcorn. Get your tickets now. Reserve your seats. They'll be waiting for you on next Tuesday. We'll start the movie at 8, and we're going to have a blast. So go to amctheaters.com for your tickets right now. How about this? Following Christmas Vacation is The Santa Claus. With Tim Allen.
Oh, boy.
Now, have you seen that?
I have not.
You've not. I've only seen them. How many are there? There's like three, right? Santa Clauses? I've only seen the first one.
Did they get someone new at one point?
I think, like Home Alone, they brought in a new kid when they started doing like made-for-TV stuff.
Oh, right. That's what it is.
Because they started
into made for TV.
Yeah, they go right into made for TV. Like the Vacation movies eventually became made for TV as well, with like different cast members and stuff. Santa Claus is at 8:15, and that's on Friday on Freeform. Also, following that at 10:20 on Freeform is A Nightmare Before Christmas, which I personally, I really love that movie. That's a good one. You ever seen that one, Esmeralda?
Again, I probably have seen the whole thing. I just don't
remember.
I probably watched it once, and that was it.
Dan, Nightmare Before Christmas?
I have not.
It's great. Now, here's the thing. I want to give credit where credit is due, because it's Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. Tim Burton did not direct that movie. I would like to just make that clear. He wrote it. It was his idea. The director is Henry Selick. Henry Selick directed that movie. An incredibly talented guy who would go on to direct Coraline, which is just a magnificent movie. He also did Monkey Bone, which is a movie that I really like that nobody likes. Now, the great Brendan Fraser. What the hell ever happened to Brendan Fraser? Where's he now? So Nightmare Before Christmas, and then to end it all is Rudolph's Shiny New Year at 11:55 p.m. on Freeform. And so that's that. And they're doing a whole weekend thing. So tons of stuff coming up. And Dan, you can look forward to Christmas in Evergreen on Saturday.
Oh, great.
On Hallmark. And then Sunday on the 3rd, Christmas at Holly Lodge. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Holy Lodge. That's on Hallmark. I didn't see, I thought there was an extra L in there. I should probably put my glasses on. All right. Well, look, I've got more here, TV, movies, Christmas specials. What are your favorite Christmas movies and favorite TV specials? Maybe we'll you can call in at 312-981-7200. Call in and tell me what your favorite Christmas special or movie is, and I'll look on the list and see if they're showing it at some point. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Yeah. 708 area code wants Frank Zappa. That's Montana. And it is Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You want to talk or text? We're talking about, I'm giving you the schedule for the big Christmas movies and TV specials that are going to be blasting across your cable and your TV for the next month. And if you want to jump in with one of your favorite TV specials or Christmas movies or whatever, I will look up and see if it's playing. We got some texts that just came in. Trucker Rich said, not only did Hallmark start showing some Christmas movies over the weekend in October, and the weekends in October, they also decided that their sub-channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, is doing Christmas movies as well. So it's two full channels dedicated to it. Dan, do you have Hallmark Movies and Mysteries?
We do.
So are you going to be flipping back and forth?
We have.
Jay in Ohio says, I love watching the Hallmark Christmas movies. They all have a happy ending. Is that the case?
They all do, yes.
They're all happy. Everybody is happy at the end. Peter in Decatur says all the movies have the same plot, generally the same female lead. All right. Dan, are the old stalwarts like Meredith Baxter Burney, does she show up in
No, but they do have, Alicia Witt shows up a lot, I've noticed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, let's see, on Lifetime on Saturday, you can see Four Christmases and a Wedding. Woo. Four Christmases and a Wedding. What does that mean? They wait 4 years to get married? So. Freeform on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., Jack Frost. Are they showing the one with Michael Keaton? Is that the one where Michael Keaton dies and becomes a snowman? You ever see that movie, Esmeralda?
No, but I remember when the commercials came out and I was at my parents' house and me and my brother were watching TV and it came on and just after we just burst into laughter.
Oh, yeah.
We did not know what was happening.
Yeah. No, that's a real movie. Like, he dies and then wants to, like, hang out with his kids so he becomes a snowman.
He can't become anything else?
I don't know. It was ridiculous. But here's the thing, though. There's a slasher movie called Jack Frost.
Right.
With the killer snowman. And he can get into the house and then melt. Like, I remember there's one scene where I think a girl was in a shower. And so he melts to get under the door as water and then reconstitutes when he's in the bathroom.
But he's a snowman.
And he's a snowman, yeah. He's an evil snowman. Now why? If he
Does he have sticks for arms?
He can kill people. I don't know why he just didn't open the door. I just remember he melts and goes.
I don't think he could fit.
Yeah. And how did the carrot get under the door and his hat?
Right. Does all of that.
Yeah.
And does he, when he walks, does he kind of like just slide on the ground or what's the...
I only saw it once. I'll tell you this. I saw it many years ago and this is a shocker. Many years ago, I saw Jack Frost, the killer Jack Frost movie. I was drunk. So that's kind of the only way to watch that movie.
Does he got five twigs for fingers? Like how is he holding a knife or anything?
I don't remember. Anyway, it's not that one. They're showing the Michael Keaton one, which is almost as scary. Michael Keaton is...
Living snowmen are not... No, thank you.
Freeform on December, you can see The Polar Express, which is a movie I like, except that was early in the world of picture, you know, the stop-motion animation thing. Mm-hmm. Not stop-motion.
Animation.
Computer animation thing. But there's a specific name for the... motion capture.
Is it a little uncanny valley?
It's, huh?
On their faces?
They put the stuff all over your...
No, you know what uncanny valley is when there's characters, when they use that kind of stuff, the animated stuff, and they just look or they look real, but not. They yeah. just have this disturbing look about
Well, yeah,
them.
Polar Express was pretty early into the motion capture process. And Zemeckis was fascinated by it. And Tom Hanks looked dead-eyed in it. You know, he just looks – yeah, it's what, exactly what you're talking about, Esmeralda. They look a little dead-eyed and weird and
yeah.
just off a little bit. And then Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is on – it must take place at Christmas, right? It's got to if they're showing the original and the remake at Christmas time. I don't know. You got Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas, Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas, Richie Rich's Christmas Wish. Let's see, on Freeform on Sunday, Elf. I like Elf. And I had to see that movie. I saw Elf about 900 times because my ex-wife, Heather, that's her favorite Christmas movie of all time. We watched it like 8,000 times. That's a good movie, though. Elf is a funny movie. So, okay, we got a break. And if you want to jump in here, 312-981-7200. We've got more of the holiday festivities for your TV viewing coming up right after we take this break on WGN. The news is next. Man, I really like this song. I haven't heard it in a long time. What year is it? Does it say what year it was? This is the 90s, right?
Well, it does not say here. Let me check.
Okay. 773 area code. It's 2 for Tuesday, by the way. Yeah, man, 2 Tuesdays, yeah. Corrine Bailey Rae. Put your
records
on.
Oh, that has to be 2000s.
Is it?
I want to say early 2000s.
Okay. I don't even know who she is. I just remember that song and liking it. Was she a popular artist? Apparently she had 2 hits. Because we're going to hear another one.
I know she had that one. I just, for some reason, I remember she might have come out when there was that whole like happy women singing.
Yeah.
Her and you know like Michelle Branch.
Right. During that period.
2006.
2006. Wow. Okay. I was way off. Okay. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're going to play a round of Ginger or Marianne. Get your choices ready. What would you choose in those situations? We're going to take 2 choices. You got to pick one over the other. That's coming up a little bit later on. Right now, we're going through some of the holiday TV shows and Christmas movie specials that are going to be on the airwaves here. I got a full schedule here in front of me. We got a couple of texts here. 630 area code says, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is the best. You gotta love Hermie. I'm seeing if Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is on this list here. And I don't... maybe they showed it already, because you know they showed Frosty already. But I don't... Rudolph's Shiny New Year is going to be on. Yeah, okay, here's... Santa Claus is Coming to Town is going to be on. That's coming up. Happy Feet and Happy Feet 2. Okay, those are not Christmas movies. Is it just because it's penguins in the snow? Is that why there's penguins and snow in it, so we're going to show it?
Rudolph has played. You are correct.
Rudolph has played. That's too early, man. It's too early. You can't show Christmas specials in November. Well, everybody owns them anyway at this point, so you can watch them anytime you want. It was appointment TV when I was a kid. If you didn't see Rudolph the one time they showed it during the Christmas season, you had to wait an entire year. Back in my day, we didn't have those VCRs. Steve said, when the Polar Express came out in 2004, I had the good fortune of seeing it at the IMAX, Navy Pier IMAX Theater with my son, who had just turned 7. It was magical. It's a pretty good movie on its own, but I wish at Christmas time they would re-release it in the 3D format as it was intended. It's not a bad idea. I didn't see it in the IMAX, in the Navy Pier IMAX. I saw it in 3D, but I did not see it in the crazy IMAX theater. I remember seeing Beowulf which is another 3D motion capture animation movie that for a while there, I don't know if you remember this, Esmeralda, but there was a period of time where Robert Zemeckis was only doing these weird motion capture animation movies.
You mean the one with Angelina Jolie?
That's Beowulf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that at the IMAX, too.
I did, too, in 3D. It was unbelievable. It was awesome.
It was weird.
It was, it's a very, it's, but it's a terrific movie. It freaked out my ex-wife, Heather. She totally freaked out. There's a scene where someone rides up on the on a horse and it run into the camera and the spear comes out of the screen, like, right in your face. And that IMAX screen in Navy Pier is gigantic. And she was freaking out. She's like, I can't, what's going on? But yeah, Beowulf, and he did The Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey. And he did Polar Express. And it was that time from, like, just, it was like 2002, I believe, was his last live-action movie. And then we had to wait all the way until Flight before he made another live-action film. He did all those animated movies, and it was just frustrating because Robert Zemeckis is one of my favorite filmmakers of all time. And, you know, he was dabbling in this motion picture, motion capture animation stuff. And then he comes back with Flight, knocks it right out of the park. It's my favorite Denzel Washington performance of all time. No, it's my second. The Training Day is my favorite. 708 area code says, I love Meet Me in St. Louis and or Meet Me in St. Louis and Sound of Music every Christmas season. It always makes me laugh at the end of Svengoolie. When the show is ending, and he's walking back to his coffin, and they play the soundbite from the Warner Brothers cartoons. So long, Screwy. See you in St. Louis. That's like the last thing that they play every Svengoolie. After he talks to the hand at the door, and then the hand at the door tells the bad joke, and then hands him the shield, the chicken shield, so because when the flying chickens come at him, he has to have a shield. So they give Rich the chicken shield, and as he's walking, so long, Screwy. See you in St. Louis. I've watched Svengoolie for years and years and years, and that makes me laugh every single time. Every time. The hell happened to my pen? Okay. I dropped my pen, man. All right, let's see what else is coming up here. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. You can see on Freeform on December 4th. Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July. What is that? Let's see. A Year Without a Santa Claus. Hallmark will be doing the 95th annual National Christmas Tree Lighting. Dan, you'll have to watch that. That's on Hallmark. Oh, here's one that's appointment television every year. Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I think they still do this at Columbia College. Ron Falzone is the guy who puts it together. They do this thing called Cinema Slapdown. Have you guys heard of this?
I have, yes.
Cinema Slapdown. They do it once. I think it's once a month. Esmeralda, do you know what Cinema Slapdown is?
I have not heard of it.
It's Ron Falzone over at Columbia College in the film department over at Columbia College programs it. What they do is they screen a movie. In the building on Wabash, on South Wabash, I think it's the 7th or 8th floor. They screen it in the theater, and then afterwards there's a cinema, what they call a cinema slapdown, and it's basically a debate. One person takes pro side, they like the movie, and the other person takes the con side, and they hate the movie. And then Ron has like a referee costume on and a whistle, and he gives you time to make your statement at the beginning, and then the argument begins, the debate begins, and then they open up the floor to the audience who's in the room. And I've done it twice. I've done Cinema Slapdown twice. The first time I did it, I was in defense. I was pro on Freddy Got Fingered. And he put me up against five guys from it's Improv Olympic. Yeah, Improv Olympic. He put me against five guys from Improv Olympic. And I kicked their ass. And it wasn't, Ron said it wasn't very hard to find someone who hates Freddy Got Fingered. And he booked me right away because I'm the only person on the planet that thinks Freddy Got Fingered is fantastic, and I love it, and I think it's genius. But I kicked their ass. But I had two aces up my sleeve, Dan, if you remember.
Yes.
I had a personal email from Tom Green. Because I know Tom Green. I can call him right now if you want. I got his number. And I also had a video that they showed. Surprisingly, I surprised the guys from IO. With a video of Stephen Tobolowsky. Stephen was in the movie, the original cut, and he got cut out. And he talked about how brilliant the movie is and how great I am and how drunk and stupid the people from IO are. And they didn't know it was going to come up. It was a surprise. I cued the tech person. Boom, suddenly Stephen Tobolowsky's like, "Hi, I'm character actor Stephen Tobolowsky," giving a defense. And then, so that went over really well, and I killed. I mean, I killed. These guys were not prepared. They didn't even watch the movie. You know, they left. They went out and had dinner or something because we had a little pre-show meeting, you know, to kind of like, you know, Ron was telling us where we're going to go with it and what the structure was. And then I'll go, all right. And we go out and they're like, we're not going to watch the movie. We're going to go get something to eat. I'm like, okay. Oh, we've seen the movie. We don't need to watch it again. I'm like, all right. And I just mopped the floor with these guys. And then the second time it was an all-star. It was a Cinema Slapdown all-star. And the reason I bring this up is because I was on a team with Tim Kazurinsky, the president of the film department of Columbia, and then we were against some other people. I can't even remember. And we didn't. When we got there, here's the thing: when we got there, we didn't know what the movie was. It was going to be a holiday movie. So Falzone came up with this idea and said, you guys show up. We're not going to tell you what the movie is. Nobody's going to know what the movie is until it starts. And we drew cards at the beginning of the event. We drew cards. High card got pro. Low card got con. So whatever card you got, you had to, even if you hate the movie, if you hate it and you drew the high card, you have to be part of the pro argument. And if you loved it and you drew the con card, you have to be part of the con argument. So we drew con. So whatever the movie is, we'd have to argue against it. So we all go back, sit down, and I'm sitting next to Tim Kazurinsky, and we're all sitting, and we were all trying to think of what movie it was going to be. And Kazurinsky guessed Jingle All the Way, and it started, and it was Jingle All the Way. And so we had the easy part. Because how do you defend Jingle All the Way? Just talk about Phil Hartman and Sinbad. That would be the only good things about that movie. So that was a fun experience, though. That was a lot of fun. That was fun. So Cinema Slapdown. Anyway, Jingle All the Way is on Tuesday, December 5th at 4 p.m. on Freeform. Get your DVR set. That is a terrible movie. Dan, have you ever seen Jingle All the Way?
I have.
So bad. Esmeralda, have you seen Jingle All the Way?
Is that where he has to get the toy?
Yep.
No, because I don't like the whole idea that he has to go get this toy.
Yeah, it's an action figure. It's like the big action figure.
Yeah, but it's like if that was my parents, they'd be like, no.
Yeah.
You're just not going to get it.
Yeah. Well, your parents are a little bit different than a lot of people's parents.
Yeah, they don't care.
They just don't care.
They're just like, no. So? Oh, you want that? Great.
Yeah.
Go buy it then.
Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. It's two. Tuesday's two. 773 area code. Corrine Bailey Ray with Green Aphrodisiac. Do you know that song, Esmeralda?
No.
I don't either.
I only know that first one.
Yeah, it's the only one that I know, too. So, all right. We're back here. We're talking about some of the Christmas movies and specials that are going to be airing throughout the month. And we got some texts coming in. And 847 area code says that Rudolph has not played yet. It is on tonight. Oh. And Santa Claus, Grinch, and both Frosty the Snowman were specials on Friday. So they showed Santa Claus is coming to town. The Grinch and Frosty the Snowman, both of those on Friday. But Rudolph is on tonight. So, everybody, Rudolph is on tonight. 815 area code says, Edward Scissorhands. I saw Edward Scissorhands at the theater. When the movie got out, we went outside and it was snowing big fat snowflakes like Edward was doing the ice sculptures. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I'm a big fan of that movie. I love Edward Scissorhands. Dan, you like Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, so that was one of those awkward times you have with your parents when all of a sudden there's a certain scene happening and
what?
There is some...
In Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
What scene in Edward Scissorhands?
I don't remember, but I was 13 and it was very uncomfortable. And they didn't show anything, but there was something going on. And
oh. Esmeralda, have you seen Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, is it when the neighbor, she kind of corners him?
That might be it.
There's a few times when she corners him.
Kathy Baker, yeah. Yeah.
And then he sticks the scissor into the bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, in the water bed. Yeah. That's pretty cool, though. They have a nice experience to see the movie come out and it's snowing. That's pretty cool. 773 area code. I love a Charlie Brown Christmas and all the stop motion specials like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Those are all classic. Those are the ones that people of my generation obviously grew up on. The Charlie Brown Christmas, did that run already? I don't know. Hey, you can see Scrooged right after Jingle All the Way on Freeform.
See, that I do enjoy.
You like Scrooged?
Yeah, I like Scrooged.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't know why. I just don't. I don't think it was very funny. Although, you know, everybody in it is great. Little Drummer Boy is going to be on Freeform on the 8th of December. What is Holiday in Handcuffs? What do we know about that? Holiday in Handcuffs is on Saturday at 11 p.m. on Freeform. NBC will be showing It's a Wonderful Life on Saturday, December 7th at 7 or December 9th at 7 p.m. Let's see. What are some of the other ones here? Mickey's Christmas Carol on Freeform on the 10th. All three Toy Stories. Those aren't Christmas movies again. Let's see. Home Alone, The Holiday Heist. How many Home Alones are there? Wow. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory again. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation again. They're repeating stuff. The 84th Annual Hollywood Christmas Parade on Friday the 15th on the CW. Let's see, what else? A Christmas Story Live. Oh, have you heard about this, right? You know, in the tradition of the Peter Pan thing, the Sound of Music thing, the Hairspray thing. It's A Christmas Story Live, and that's on Sunday, December 17th. And let's see, Father Christmas on Hallmark, and Holidays with a Z-E, Little Drummer Boy on the 22nd, Toy Story That Time Forgot. What is that? CBS has got the Dick Van Dyke special on the 22nd, and Bishop's Wife and the Bells of St. Mary on Saturday the 24th on Christmas Eve, and obviously 24 hours of A Christmas Story from Christmas Eve all the way through Christmas evening. Happy New Year, Charlie Brown on the 26th on ABC. The Polar Express again on Christmas. Disney Parks Magical Christmas Celebration on ABC on Christmas. And then Rudolph's Shiny New Year on the 26th. A Home for the Holidays on CBS on the 27th. The New Year's Gala on Hallmark. Oh, Dan, you get a New Year's Gala on December 30th.
Yeah, I'm going to stick Channel 7.
And, well, that's the 31st. You could watch the New Year's Gala on the 30th.
Oh.
And then December 31st, ABC again, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve at 7 p.m. That starts at 7?
Because you need room for Janet Davies and...
Yeah, because they got local cutaways and stuff, yeah.
And they make out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Then they kiss and all that other stuff. It was it last year, Mariah Carey, the performance? That was last year, right? Wasn't it?
Wasn't last year, yeah, but that was a disaster.
Oh, my God. I mean, just an unmitigated disaster.
You know, she's touring.
She is?
She's not, actually.
She isn't?
No. She canceled her Chicago show this past Saturday.
Man.
I know this because I have a friend who had front row tickets, and then a couple days later she announced she was canceling it all.
Oh, wow. It was all Christmas themed.
Well, I mean, she's, you know, that, what the hell is the Christmas song that she's like the biggest Christmas song of all time?
All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, right? Is that what it is? I don't know. I just know that Mariah Carey like has the record for most Christmas song single sales.
Well, it's that. I mean, there's like a bunch, but
no, I know. But what
at
I'm
least
talking
for
about
me, that's the big one.
One particular. Well, what's it? What is it again?
The All I Want for Christmas.
I think that's what it is.
She jazzes it up.
I think that's what it is. I don't know, but I know that's talking about just the one song. So, all right. Well, there you go. There's all your Christmas movies. I didn't see my favorite Christmas movie at all on that list, which is The Ref. Dennis Leary, my favorite Christmas movie ever. I also failed to see The Ice Harvest, which about six people have seen. That is the best. All right, we got a break here. When we come back, we got the news. And by the way, after 4 o'clock, you might want to stick around because I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to see the great Tommy Emmanuel. He's going to perform his greatest hits and classic Christmas songs, and it's this Saturday the 2nd at Rockford's Coronado Performing Arts Center. You guys know, if you're friends of the Overnight Show and you listen to Steve and Johnny, Tommy Emmanuel is a fantastic guitarist and a great guy. We got a pair of tickets to see his show for this Saturday. So if you can't make the show, don't call in. And we'll give you details on when to call and all that stuff. But it's this Saturday, December 2nd. Make sure that this Saturday, December 2nd, you're free before you call in because we don't want to waste the tickets or we don't want you to waste your time. So Tommy Emmanuel tickets coming up right after the news. All right, stick around. The news is next.